Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Did you see Tammy's Slack entry that she
I
just put?
only saw it as I was trying to find the link to join this meeting, so I didn't actually read it in detail yet.
Yeah, it was interesting. It gives a little more information about what they're wanting for in the UX prod tickets. And it might create a little more work for you and anyone with a little more technical knowledge about the discovery service because they wanted use cases. And I'm like, well, as far as my point of view, it works because of all the stuff that goes on after the flow. But, yeah, I'll put it on the agenda first thing so we can go over it and see what others can add.
I mean, what we really might need is metrics of like, does somebody actually have a user with 100 items they want to renew? And how long does it take them to do that through ViewFind right now? And does it even work? Because I know that these things happen. Like, that's the reason people want this batch renewal functionality, because it's pretty ridiculous without it. But as you say, for most cases, it just works and it doesn't really matter. But
Yeah, and we do have people with over 100 items checked out.
right, there's the professor who just checks out an entire subject area and keeps it in their office and, renews
Yeah.
it every couple of years.
Yeah, we have more than one because I pulled a report on this because we had other issues with that, and I was like, for the due date sorting because people wanted to sort by due date, and I was like, oh, well, that's really only if you have a lot of items, it's really useful. I'm like, oh, we have a lot of people with a lot of items. Okay. But I do not have a test account with that many items checked out. And I think that would be necessary to start really looking into this. Like, what does happen if I try to? I could. I could do it. If that would be helpful for the ticket. Well, good morning, all. Thank you for joining today on the September the 16th. I will put there's a link to our agenda in the chat, and I'll go ahead and put that in this chat as well. Slack chat, I mean. So you can see. So today is really just finishing up on those Jira tickets and going over our community priorities, specifically the 3651 ability to batch renew loans across multiple patrons library users, as we are trying to move that from draft status to open status to get work done on it. So, and that's what Damien and I were kind of chatting about when if you came in a little bit later today. So Tammy, at last meeting, Tammy, who can't be here today, volunteered to reach out to the PO and Iqbal led about this UX prod ticket. And the advice was to flesh out the work item as much as possible with details. Adding use cases from different discovery products is helpful. And understand any prerequisites to the work that's necessary. I know Brent had made some comments about using other mechanisms or copying other mechanisms for this particular one. So that might be a comment we can add here. And Damien, was there anything else that you feel you could add? Because you're the one who created the ticket to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's really two directions where we can flesh it out. More technical detail about how the implementation should look, which is where Berent had some suggestions. And as we were discussing, I think more justification of why we actually need this feature. And it really does feel to me like maybe if someone is brave and has the time to try checking out and then renewing a large number of books. I would start by saying, at present, if I check out X books using the current mechanism where I have to renew everything one at a time and I use Viewfind's renew all books option, it takes 30 minutes or it doesn't work right or whatever is actually the case. And I mean, if you try that test and everything works just fine and there's no problems, then maybe we don't need this. But I think it's more likely that it's going to be a fairly awful user experience and it's going to be slow. And that's what we want to report. And I think that's important, not just to justify this, but also to motivate the way it works. Because if the Folio solution is just to create an endpoint that takes 100 items and renews them one by one on the Folio side, that's just moving the problem somewhere else, and it's not going to change anything. And we don't need that. What we need is something that actually efficiently does batches of renewals without all of the independent processing happening, in linear fashion. I don't know if that's even possible, but I think that's what we're asking for. And I think if we can prove that the current situation causes real problems for real users and that there's a solution that could solve that problem, then I think everybody would be on board for that solution across discovery systems. I do understand the concern that if we just say, well, Viewfind needs this, then it's just a Viewfind thing. But that's not how I view it because, I don't care about it just for Viewfind. I care about it for usability reasons.
So I can test out the, oh, go ahead, Sarah.
Sorry, I don't have my video on yet this morning. I think it feels just as important to state what we still need to have happen, though, in that process, which is you still need all the circ rules checked. You still like you need all the processes done. You just need it done efficiently.
Right.
And I had another thought, but it has left my brain. Oh, I'll see if I can conjure it again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly open to the possibility that this isn't the right solution if there is a different, better solution. I know, for example, in the past, Uwe has said that he feels that maybe the right solution is to have the discovery layers make massively parallel requests to the Folio backend instead of doing things in a linear fashion. And that's just kind of pushing the complexity from one place to a different place. But again, I'm open to whatever solution actually works. Of course, the advantage to an efficient Folio endpoint that does this is that then you don't make every discovery layer implement the same complicated logic in different places.
Well, and you don't have any benefit for a user or a staff member who happens to be doing it in the Folio UI, right?
Right,
It
right.
requires that the only way to do batching is through the discovery layer, and that feels a little brittle.
Agreed, agreed. And I
I
guess
was.
that's the other question too, is revisiting the other tickets about the Folio UI that I think this is set up as a prerequisite for.
Okay, so this for so two sides to this, the technical description and then the, like the human description, technical description, processes that need to be done before what can be or an item can be renewed, like to check the circ rules. Sarah, do you have a list of that, or does someone have like just like a handy list of what needs to be checked?
I don't. It's just the one that came to mind was like, well, I would want, the regular process to happen. But yeah, it made it sound like I know what the regular process is, which I do not.
Oh,
Yeah,
that's fine. I wouldn't think that we would need to go into excruciating detail on that, just in the sense of we want it to do all the same validations and checks that a single renewal currently does. We don't want to override, safety mechanisms or rules.
Right. I would, and then maybe just as an example, circ rules, any service point validation. Those are the two that I can think of like right off the top of my head. And I think that's probably enough to illustrate what we mean.
And it's not here, but I can reach out and have him include some of his other solutions for that technical description, and then for the human description. So I can test out for a viewfind interface. For those of you with other interfaces, are there tests you have done or could do to maybe report back? And I think specifically it's just the process of like how long it takes would be a key metric, but also if you receive any error messages during the process.
I also wonder if it would be useful for a few of us to pull together stats on how many users have very large numbers of checked out items. If you've already done that work, Nicole, it might not hurt to share that data. And I think I could pull that together on this end to supplement it, just to, justify the fact that this really is a real world thing that happens. It's not a theoretical concern.
We have a lot of faculty with at least 100
Yeah, is how
checkouts.
large is very large? Are we talking about 100 plus? Because that was the report I pulled, but I can adjust my parameters.
I mean, if 100 plus brings you meaningful results, that's probably a good place to start. I would
Okay.
think even 50 is a pretty large number, but we don't need to further exaggerate if the 100 report is good enough.
I do have at least two faculty that go up around 300, but that's not big numbers. They seem to hover anywhere between 100 and 200 checkouts at a time right now, the big ones.
Yeah, I can get numbers for that as well. Now I'm curious how many 50 plus I have. So I'll do, and that gives me a nice, oh, Marie, or
Yeah, I just want to say we don't have that many, but still, if you have like five items checked out, you still want to be able to renew them by batch. So the user experience, not be having to click on renew one by one, is still important, even if it's not 100. I think.
And I think probably most of our user interfaces have a UX designer who wants a renew all button, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me think of because EBSCO, the EDS and locate can't do this right now, right?
No.
So I wonder what their workaround is. I imagine it's the same thing.
It's talking to staff and asking staff to do it because there's, in the UI there's you can it does what viewfind does.
Oh,
it's
that.
it it's deferring the work to a staff member who can do it in the UI because
Oh,
they're.
no. So, in viewfind, you can renew all. Like, that
Yeah,
process
no,
does
what I'm saying
happen.
is though that the Folio UI function works similarly to the way Viewfind does in that it's really sending one at a time behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the
Yeah.
folio works the same way viewfind does. And then the EBSCO renewal, there is no renewal in the
Correct.
EDS.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
But they are building that as we speak because I've seen the activity on the Jira for all those tickets. So I'm just kind of curious as they're building it, like how they're building it. I imagine they're not because this doesn't exist. So they have to do what everyone else is doing.
And if there is already a renewal in the Folio UI that's doing it the viewfind way, we certainly could do metrics on the performance of that too, because then you can't say it's a niche discovery layer concern. It's fundamental.
I'll have to check in with Corey, but I suspect that we are doing some sort of efficient sending to the database. So, because it's happening pretty fast, even for users with lots of checkouts. So, as a way to contrast, like this is the way that we would like it set up, and but I will need to check what the technical solution is with Corey
Yeah, and
for
if you have
Blacklight.
code that's already working using direct database writes, maybe some technical details of that could be shared to move that implementation right into Folio. Though I also
Yeah.
imagine there's a good chance you're taking institution-specific shortcuts and it's harder to implement generically for everyone, as is the
Probably.
way of things.
Because we have efficient developers who are thinking efficiently, right? For our
Right.
institution. But
Exactly.
yeah, I'll ask Corey what's going on in the background.
Excellent. Yeah, and then we could, and these don't have to be like, we could organize them, but like they could also be single comments to that ticket just to give more body and depth to the request we're doing. And more evidence as well. So, okay. So, yeah, definitely if you have some technical information and solutions you've done, put those in the comments. And as well for those of us on maybe the, more of the user end, if we want to do some checkouts to see how fast this actually is happening in our systems. So it could be like, this is what we're noticing right now. This is why this might be an improvement for multiple discovery layers to give some more evidence to that side. Yeah, any metrics help. So and also the numbers for patrons with large checkouts as well from your institution, if you have those numbers, could be helpful. All right, any other thoughts about this particular ticket and how to make it more robust? Cool. Well, then I will move us on to the prioritization. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen since that seemed to work well last time. So everyone should be seeing my. See if I have this. Oops. The ticket review. So I have archived the old stuff. Thank you, Damien. Except for this top one. I forgot about that one. It's not relevant. So I forgot about it. Which makes this a nice short list. So this is really great that we seem to be coming to the end. I did want to mention there's this nice kind of long list of things that have been created recently that we might need to go through and do some catch up on, at least for like things created in the past 2 years, I would guess, just to make sure there's nothing here we're missing. Some of these I recognize we've already put the epics in, they're just the little segments of the epics. Like I have a feeling these implement new API and mod patron, that's part of the EBSCO renewal ticket that they're wanting to do, or the multiple renewal, like the request developments that EBSCO is wanting to do. But yeah, has anyone had a chance to look at these or has some feelings about, oh, and Maccabee, you said you just put some on here. Let's see.
Yeah, I just added the one to the bottom there.
Okay, perfect. Was that from the list below or just one you knew was floating in the ether?
Well, it was one that I created a couple days ago, so
So
I
you
knew it
knew.
was floating in the ether. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I was just curious, because I definitely haven't looked through this list below yet. So I was just curious if anyone else has really looked through that yet, or if that's something we'll need to do for the next meeting time.
I will admit to not looking at them, but that's okay. I can read fast
Okay,
if I'm the
well,
only one. So.
maybe, yeah, maybe for the next meeting, we just make it that a homework just to, if we see things here that we need to tag and adjust to pull them up and then do the review. And that's, then it becomes like every meeting we review, and there's only like two or three, I'm sure, that will have been added.
If we wanted to break that down, we could even maybe start by focusing on open ones because they're furthest along in the process, and then go through drafts or something like that, since it's a long list.
It is, although I will say, like, there are many of these have nothing to do with discovery. It's just the parameters. Byrne wanted to set them loose enough to capture as much as possible. So I have a feeling if we do go through this list, like, many will not be brought
Makes
forward.
sense. Makes
And
sense.
I was thinking of scoping it by year created too, because I have a feeling like some of this, I don't know. Maybe we could look at some of the older stuff that is open. Oh, the list URL. Let's see if I can get that. I could give you the page. I don't
That's
know.
fine. I just can't seem to get to something that's nice and tidy. I'm seeing.
Yeah, and I let's. I was saying I don't know how to if you can open this up in the search up in Jira, because this is a Jira search
Yeah, it's
that's
perfect.
embedded.
I see it.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. There is the search terms if you want to recreate a search in Jira, if that's your preferred work environment as well. Okay. I mean, and Damien, we can even scope it further and say just everything created in the last year, that is not a draft status. That works
Right,
for me
right.
too, just to make it manageable. Let's see. Okay, so that gives me some ideas. Maybe for the next meeting, it is a ways off to go through some of those older tickets and put those parameters in place so we don't overburden ourselves and make sure we're not missing anything there. For
And I'd say if
today,
we
oh, go
have
ahead.
homework, it's always good to remind us of our homework a couple of weeks before the meeting in the Slack channel. So,
Yes, I agree. I remind myself when I remind others too.
right.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll make that up for the homework for today. Just a few to finish up, and we have our labels, handy label list, beautiful. So we have patron requesting. Is this the okay? So this is a part of the epic that I think we've already put into our queue. So this would go as part of that. Oh, am I editing? No, I'm not.
Can I ask Maccabee a question about his boundless?
Of course.
I'm hoping that that would be a configurable option.
Yeah.
Because I think actually we would want the, I love the idea of that being explicitly contained in the order information, but I would also. We have situations where we want to ignore it and sort alphabetically in our discovery.
Ah, okay. That's interesting. So that would lend support to the just make the bound order an explicit parameter. And then, API users, once they load the data, can sort however they want,
Yeah, exactly.
which to be fair, is the more reliable, flexible solution. It just requires a change to the data model. But
Definitely still support for having that order be information be available and explicitly stated.
sure. Yeah, I mean, if you want to add a comment to that effect
Will
to the
do.
ticket, yeah, I
I
certainly.
just didn't know if there had been previous conversations since it sounded like it had come from Slack and
It did
looking
come
at it
from
quickly,
Slack. Yeah, it did
you know.
come from Slack. And I mean, to be fair, I didn't put this in the Jira ticket, but Brooks Travis was also in favor of the explicit, ordering ID solution as well. I just was trying to approach, I mean, and I think it's the right answer. I was just trying to approach the ticket as when you're writing a ticket, you don't propose the solution, you suggest the problem.
Absolutely.
You know, but I do agree with that solution. The question is more, okay, for existing data that's already in Folio, where existing bandwidth parts are already there, mm-hmm. how do we now create those data points? You know, like how do we initialize the ordering parameter? And if we could initialize it based on creation date, I think that would, you know, that would be a reasonable way to do it. Then if you're still sorting alphabetically, more power to you.
Right. Perfect. All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sarah. Is that something we want to put as a comment? I guess there's a couple of comments already there.
Yeah, I'll put a comment in.
Cool. And then this one, since we're talking about it, would be bandwidth. What topic are we putting? Because this relates to me to our other topics on order and what order do we show things in discovery, right? Like, so we've had this discussion about serials, for example, and how serials appear in discovery, because especially if you do a serial like as you could have it as separate items. Like you can have April, May, June, July, and that needs to show an order. And if it doesn't, it's just not very helpful. And so this has been an issue with Folio because it doesn't pull in an order that the end user can discern from the display. Is this related at all to that, or like, is it its own thing?
Sorry, was that for me
for the group? I guess what I'm from a tagging point of view, I'm like, when we talk about issues with the order of things, like serials, huge issue right now. My serials are not showing in any way, shape, or form in order in EDS, and there's nothing I can do about it. I know that this bandwidth thing is not going to fix that, but it's the same type of issue, right? Where we want information to flow in some kind of order so it can be listed in some kind of order in discovery. And then if something needs to happen after the point, that's fine. But like, there needs to be a way that we can in Folio order things and have that displayed to the user in the order we want.
I mean, does this fit into our metadata display tag?
Yeah, that's what maybe that's what I'm thinking, Damien. And Sarah, that's a good point. Like, you're right. I don't think I'd want to list my bandwidths by date, but our bandwidths are so complicated here. Like, we do it in two different ways. Pre-Folio, like, they're very, like, I don't know what the needs are, because we can't even show all of our bandwidths now in Viewfind. We can in EDS, surprisingly, but Viewfind we can't, because it gives us an error message when we have too many. So
I should also note that I don't think you're in the right table cell there.
Thank you. I am not. So I'm going to bring that down. Okay.
And do we want to put topics on that as well? Because we're putting topics on everything. So.
Yep.
Yeah, not to get into the weeds of this particular bandwidth, but since we seem to be... yeah, to me, this feels like there really is no other way to order things in a bandwidth, right? And I think McAfee's, you know, write-up is really good in terms of like, well, the best that we have is that the cataloger probably added the items in the order, you know? I mean, and so that feels right to me for serials and even sort of analytics. And I kind of have this, I'm holding my tongue on a question around analytics model as well. But there's enumeration and there's other things in a serial record that helps your discovery layer figure out order and make decisions locally, you know, based on ordering, I would say, for those things. But
okay. No, that makes perfect sense. I think I was also thinking of there's another proposal to add a way of itemizing a list that would then reflect in discovery that the metadata sig proposed. And I'm very fuzzy on it because it's been a long time since I looked at it, but it sounds similar. But I think what I was ultimately trying to get out is what is the tag that will reflect all of these distinct different ordering problems, but kind of group them together. And Damien, I think you're correct in that metadata display would best group those. But yeah, if anyone remembers that other metadata sig one, let me know, because I'm blanking at the moment, but I do know that has been a discussion in the past in their sig. Serials and multi-part monographs.
I think that's exactly the same tags as the one above, because they're different parts of the same thing.
Makes things easier. Enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia. Oh.
That's an interesting one.
I don't see any comments, so I'm not sure which libraries this exact use case is
How old
looking
is
for.
this?
2024.
Okay. I mean, my thought on this is I could probably solve this problem in ViewFind without needing different folio functionality, but it really depends on the use case.
Yeah, I'm questioning the definition of suppression here and having a hard time understanding, you know, the different library wanting different suppression statuses.
Yeah,
understanding the use case would help.
It seems like you could address this with like a mark tag or something.
Feels like we've wandered into politics here.
Possibly.
Library politics.
Do we want to follow this one? Like, I know we all have questions about where this is coming from, like which consortia, why do they want this feature? I'm assuming they're talking about discovery suppress functionality.
I mean, it definitely makes sense that if you're in a consortium and you have OPACs for individual libraries, they will have different preferences about which records to show, especially if they only want to show things that they hold locally. I just don't know that it requires a whole new suppression mechanism in Folio to accomplish that.
I agree 100%, Damien. And McAfee's already said, like, I don't know what they mean by suppression. That word
Right.
seems maybe misplaced.
I mean, I guess what they're saying is right now you can mark an instance as suppressed, and that's a global setting. But yeah, maybe this is just a different thing, and that fact is irrelevant.
Do you want me to just put a comment that says we don't understand before we tag this?
I mean, it might not hurt, if only to see if there's still any interest or attention on this, like,
Yeah, I'm curious about where within Folio, what where do they envision this working? Because the holding information lives with the holdings record and then it's smooshed together in the OEI feed. And so, you know, and currently the suppression information is put in as a subfield in, I think, the nine, maybe the 999, I'm not sure.
Yeah, one of those 9XX fields.
And so, but from a Folio UI point of view, the just the way the hierarchy works and so on, it's like, how do you, how would you say that, yes, I want this instance to not, it feels more like an either an OAI PMH set filtering question or something to be worked out on a at the discovery layer, like load only these records from this harvest.
Yep.
Does that comment look okay? And then we can just.
I mean, maybe it's worth incorporating a couple more details from what Jen just said, like, could this be solved with OAI sets or with custom metadata expected by the discovery layer, does it really need a new global Folio mechanism?
There you go. That sound good?
Works for me.
Okay. And then maybe just not tag it for now. Holdings
Yeah,
for no
I
response.
don't want to jump into that can of worms if
Okay.
nobody strongly needs it.
We will not jump into that can of worms. We will leave the worms behind. The last one. Feasibility of nested objects and index mapping.
This one's a bit confusing, I think.
Yeah, I have a feeling this feels primarily about searching within Folio, but when they, you know, so you know, and just the fact that your criteria don't get, you know, your searches are always OR searches when you use the facets. You know, when you're trying, but in terms, so in terms of discovery, like a lot, I think, would depend on how either how this is implemented or the kind of level of solution they land on as to whether, yes, I think it kind of it just needs more development before we can speculate as to how it would impact discovery layers.
Yeah, I mean, my gut feeling is it has no impact at all on discovery layers if they're just talking about adding new search endpoints for use in Folio admin. But certainly, if they change behavior of existing things that we currently use, that would be impactful.
Yeah, but there's not enough information to, like, I can't see how they would, but it's so vaguely written that you're like, maybe it would. I don't know.
It definitely sketchy.
And I think the only the yeah, I'm just thinking about the RTAC API and the way that currently uses the hierarchy of things to, you know, because that's grabbing onto the instance ID.
There is a link in the comments which provides more technical detail about how they're planning to implement this in Elasticsearch.
I mean, does anything in the technical details indicate discovery impact?
I mean, I think the main thing is that they're talking about changing the way the CQL gets translated into Elasticsearch queries. So, in an ideal world, that means extending the syntax to add more capabilities, which is great and harmless. But worst case scenario could be something starts behaving differently unexpectedly, and then, anything could happen. I
Is
honestly
it?
don't know to what extent the Elasticsearch index is leveraged for things that discovery typically does. I mean, it was bolted on more recently, and I always thought it was more for the Folio admin than for anything else, but I don't know how all the bits fit together behind the scenes.
I mean, do we want to follow it? It seems.
Feels like a big enough change that I don't know that we need to actively follow it. Like, it feels like if they did do big changes to index mappings, we would
They'd let
know.
us know.
You know, like there would be other
Why would
conversations going on,
I
but
would hope
that might
so.
be, I
I
might
think
be,
it's yeah, it's
go
worth
ahead, Jen.
maybe saying, okay, we reviewed it. It is, you know, we can call it that kind of not relevant yet, you know, sort of. And you just we are aware of it and trust that metadata management folks and other SIGs have, you know, more immediate concerns.
I'm trying to parse nested objects, and I'm reading the description of what they mean as nested objects, and I get how what they're saying, like subject and type and source, would be nested objects, and that's fine. But when I think of an inventory record, the nested objects I think of are holdings, records, and items. And I know on the viewfind side, we were caught by surprise by the existence of the inventory view API, which is sort of a nested search thingamabobber. And I think I became aware recently of a another variation that's sort of the opposite of that, like a way to search by item. There was a presentation at some SIG recently about a way to search by an item record and also get up the chain, the details of the holdings and the instance, right? So those I don't really know if that's what they mean by nested, because it doesn't seem to be what they mean by nested, but I'm just trying to say that whenever they change the search API and introduce new capabilities, sometimes it's valuable and sometimes we don't know. And so I think it's worth watching them so that we do know if it turns out to be valuable, like inventory view.
Yeah, I will admit a fair amount of maybe misplaced optimism when I said we would know. Like as I was saying it, I was like, maybe we wouldn't know.
Yeah, I could. We could follow just to follow and make sure. I don't know if I have a good tag. Search?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I think
Okay.
that's reasonable.
Okay. So we have reached the end of our list. Yay. That took a few meetings. So well done, everybody. Thank you so much for your thoughts and commentary. We could get these added, maybe homework for next time to do.
All tags are added, by the way. I've just been doing it as we go, so.
Thank you so much, Damien. Review. Go ahead and stop sharing. No one needs to watch me type.
Just to add to what I said a moment ago, there is a backwards from items up API that's being added now. It's related to the FQM APIs that there was some presentation on a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, and they did notice that, and they presented that at some SIG meeting. So yeah.
Okay, interesting. It is always interesting the conversations about inventory search in general, just because I know it's been a hot topic and I always get confused because I'm like, search, describe. They're like, wait, no, that's the wrong conversation that I should not be in. So thank you for following that.
Yeah,
I know
sure.
we.
The issue
Okay.
we were just looking at, it seemed like the primary use case there was browse. And I'm just wondering, like, to my understanding, ViewFind doesn't use Folio's browse APIs. We just use a separate index. And I'm just wondering if the discovery layers are using Folio's browse APIs and whether we have some tickets related to improving those browse APIs in any way.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just thinking from the ViewFind perspective, Damien, I would love to get rid of that browse handler add-on at some point if there was a better way to do it.
I mean, I think the best way to get rid of the browse handler is to find a way to do the same thing natively in Solr, which shouldn't have to touch on the ILS at all.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But you know, if there was an ILS way to do it, that might also be a plus.
Oh, cool. So I put homework for next time, review non-draft tickets in 2024, 2025, and add to prioritization list. Of course, if you want to put a draft in there, that's great. I think that's wonderful too. I was just trying to scope the work so that it's doable. Because our next meeting is not until October 28th, unless somebody can convene on the 14th, in which case I'm more than happy to post for the 14th. I just will not be here that date. But I know you have a lot of juicy conference, WolfCon, ViewFind going on. So that's why the date's been pushed out so much.
Yeah, I hope maybe I'll see some of you at WolfCon next week.
Yeah, no, it should be a good WolfCon. We have an ex some excellent discovery presentations happening during that conference. So I hope you all get a chance to view and ask questions and give thoughts. Yeah, any other questions or updates that before we adjourn? All right, well, it was good to see everybody. I'll see some of you next week.
Do you hear that?
Thanks all. See ya.
Bye all.